don't like before and after photos. My goal and mission and plan is that everyone has, this is me when I was 20, this is me when I was 30, this is me when I was 50, this is me when I was 70, this is me at 100 photographs. And we all look healthy, fit, strong and amazing because the exercise program that we have is easy to stick to. Just like brushing your teeth, you do it every day and love it. You eat healthy food because you want to look the same at 100 as you did at 20. The skin might be a bit wrinkly. You may be more chronologically advanced, but you don't need to be any weaker, sicker, or fatter. I'm getting excited thinking about it. So what have we got to do to make sure that if you have to have a before and after photo, so this is me before when I was fat and unfit, unhealthy, tired and lethargic and hated myself because I didn't fit into my clothes and I didn't like who I was because I was grumpy all the time because I was overweight. And here I am now, healthy, fit and strong, and I'm going to stay that way for the rest of my life. If you do have to have those photographs, what would be the quickest way to get you from before to after, but more importantly, to keep you that way for the rest of your life? And what do we need to do to make sure that the world, our kids, the little ones that haven't got fat yet, aren't ready, getting ready for coronary heart disease and type 2 diabetes and being depressed because they feel bad? What do we have to do to make sure that those kids start an exercise program, stick to it for the rest of their lives, and they never have to have before and after photos because they're just going to have, this is me looking amazing all of my life. So we have to make it simple, not hard. We have to make it easy to do, not hard to do. We have to make it short, not long. We have to make it really effective, not ineffective, and we have to get results really fast. It's easy. It's simple, it's not complicated, it's scientifically based and it makes common sense and it's full of logic. You ready? You got to move your body every day, not for long, slow distances. Just get puffed a couple of times every day for a couple of minutes. That way you'll be fit, and fit people burn fat faster, and if you're burning fat faster, you have less chance of getting fat. So huffy puffy exercise, whatever it is that you love to do, and if you don't love to do it, find something that you hate the least and do it for 2, 3, 4 minutes every day. Get puffed. And you don't even have to do those 4 minutes all together. Do them separately. Do a minute in the morning, minute at lunchtime, minute afternoon, minute in the evening. Get puffed, get puffed, get puffed. If you like to exercise more, fantastic. But for those of you who have already started to call exercise a swear word, have never done it or never plan on doing it again because you hate it, wouldn't it be so much easier to just say, okay, 2, 3, 4 minutes a day, get puffed. Simple as that. Next one, we've got to eat healthy food. And when we say healthy, it doesn't have to be salad and beans and pumpkin and broccoli. Just the food that is going to make you feel fantastic, give you a load of energy, doesn't overload your body with calories that it doesn't need, and your energy levels stay high all of the time. Now, you have to work out what that is for you, but ultimately, we all know that it isn't going to be high calorie, fat food, full of saturated animal fat, full of sugar, full of salt, without any nutritional value. Doesn't matter what it is that you do, and please don't get caught up in which is the best diet and which is the best eating plan. The best eating plan is what you're going to be able to stick to for the rest of your life that gives you energy, gives you enthusiasm for life, keeps you in great shape, and makes sure that you fit into your clothes and you look amazing and feel amazing. So work it out. But if you're not feeling that way now, whatever you're eating now isn't working for you. If you go on some diet and you still feel tired and lethargic and you're not losing weight, then that's not the right diet for you. The ultimate is something that you can eat for the rest of your life on a regular basis without having to think about it, without being on a diet and being able to look amazing and feel fantastic. And we all know what that is. It's eating more stuff that comes out of the ground, less stuff that comes out of a packet or a bag, more stuff that hasn't been manufactured, hasn't been totally highly processed. The things that come out of the ground, still look like they came out of the ground, are the ones that are going to give you the most energy. So just be logical with your food. From a strength training point of view, and I say this very, very importantly, strength. The things that will make you old is losing muscle tissue and losing strength. Nobody on the planet is arguing that. They're the two big markers, biomarkers they call them technically. If you're getting old, it's because you're losing muscle tissue and because you're losing strength. Well, obviously, if you're losing muscle tissue, you're losing strength, so the two are connected. The challenge with keeping strong, getting strong, maintaining your strength is that the fitness profession, yes, my profession, has made it too complicated. Most gym programs are half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour long. There's 10, 15, 20 exercises. You have to do them 3 sets of 10. You have to do it 3 times a week. It's boring. It's complicated. It hurts. It looks like it's in a torture chamber because that's what most gym equipment looks like. It doesn't have to be like that. That gym equipment is designed to get you strong. But your muscles don't know what gym equipment looks like. Your muscles don't know whether you're lifting a barbell or a tire. Your muscles don't know whether you're lifting your own body weight or you're lifting somebody else's body weight or you're lifting a wheelie bin. All your muscles respond to is overload. So your muscles will get stronger if you overload them. They, however, will not get stronger if you continue to overload them regularly without letting them rest and recover in between. No one's going to argue that. The length that you need in between is a very controversial topic. But for those of you that don't love to lift heavy things, for those of you that don't enjoy going to the gym, for those of you that just want to have a strong body for the rest of your life that doesn't get injured and can maintain your body strength so that you can keep doing all the things that you want to do. One of the great questions I always ask is fit for what and strong for what? And ultimately, it's fit enough to do what you want to do and to be strong enough to do what you want to do and to make sure that you've got energy, enthusiasm for life. And of course, you look good in your clothes because you don't want to look horrible in your clothes. You don't want to be squishing into your clothes. So from a strength training, how do I train my body to be strong? Lift heavy things, doesn't matter what it is. Lift as many as you can. Make sure you're using every muscle in your body. And ultimately, if you pick 2 or 3, perhaps 4 at the absolute most of the best exercises that work every single muscle in your body, and things like push-ups and squats and lunges and chin-ups and dumbbell rows, anything where you've got to pick something up and put it back down again and use your whole body to do it, that's a great exercise. Do as many as you can. If you can do more than 15, for instance, lift a heavier weight next time. So if you can pick up your child 15 times, by the 15th time they're too heavy, then next time pick a heavier child to lift. If you can only do it 2 or 3 times, maybe lighten the weight up a little bit because that's a fairly heavy weight that you're lifting. So it's really great common sense. Get huffed and puffed 3-4 times a day, but really puffed. Eat food that you love to eat, but if you don't have energy and you don't have enthusiasm for your life, then you have to change the way you're eating. And obviously the best foods to eat are the ones that are full of vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and energy food, which of course comes out of the ground. Eat more of that stuff and less stuff that comes out of a bag. Lift some heavy stuff. You have to lift heavy things to get stronger, because when you're stronger, your whole entire body's stronger, including your heart, your lungs, your muscles. Ladies, particularly your bones. Women get osteoporosis because they don't lift heavy things. You don't want your body wasting away and rotting away inside your body because you're not lifting heavy things. Keep it simple, keep it short, keep it fast. Get puffed, get strong, eat for performance, eat for pleasure, and make sure that if you have to have before and after shots, that you never have to have them again. This is what I was before, this is what I am now, and this is where I'm going to stay for the rest of my life. Fit, healthy, strong, happy, and looking amazing.